just a child. I knew I was afraid. There was nothing to gain. I found the running the other way.
Well, Ryan Bingham there. Keep the wolves away. Keep them at bay. That's what LMPD has to do for us. They are our thin blue line. As I bring in what I would call part of the solution, a man that I would say would be part of the solution. He's president of River City FOP Lodge 614. His name is Ryan Nichols. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Hey, listen, so much to get to with you and so little time. Number one, thanks for coming on with us on short notice. But number two, before I want to talk about walking away from that contract. But before I do that, I want to talk about you, talk about the events of yesterday with you for a little bit. Because I would like to say I was disappointed in what Greg Fisher said yesterday at the podium. But instead, I expected it. And here's what I mean. He gets at the podium. He says this is a national crisis. It's happening in every city. Everybody's doing it. Took zero responsibility. He never once said gang, which Ray Charles could see that we have a gang issue. We have an understaffed police department. What are your thoughts on yesterday's press conference and yesterday's events?
Well, sir, the events, of course, are extremely tragic. And it's not only that event. We've had, you know, that's not the first youth that's been killed in our city. This is not a brand new problem that just started yesterday. It's been ongoing. And we have not effectively, as a city, addressed those issues. At the press conference, yes, I echo your sentiments there in that saying it's a nationwide problem, which it very well may be in some other areas, but we are concerned about our community here in Louisville, and we need to do the things that we need to do to address the problem here and have a strong total commitment to public safety so all of our community is safe, especially our children.
And we just had Natalia Martinez from Wave on, and she gave some staggering facts about how many Jefferson County public school children have been murdered and how many have been shot. I say all that to say this. This is way past a partisan issue. They, meaning Metro Council, in my opinion, needs to get off their ass and hold a vote against Fisher, but the caucus won't do it. But with that, I digress. I want to talk about the officers walking away from the contract, or I guess not walking away, but voting it down. And over the past few years, LMPD, they've been understaffed. The conditions, these men and women are working, you know, double shifts. We don't have enough to cover districts and divisions. And with all of that going on, the men and women of LMPD laced up their boots every single day and continue to work without a contract. And now this contract comes about and it gets voted down. Is that a bold move for LMPD to walk away from the contract, Ryan Nichols? And here's why I ask that. Because I can see Fisher holding a press conference saying, well, we extended an olive branch. We tried to give them a contract. They walked away from it. Is that a dangerous move? I believe that they need the best contract. But talk about that move for a second and why they walked away.
Well, that definitely is. It's a bold statement from the membership. And they definitely don't feel that contract puts them in a position to adequately recruit the most and best qualified candidates to our police department and to retain the high quality officers that we have on this department. Meaning that had that contract been moved for ratification, but through the course of that contract, we would still have experienced the net loss of officers. And we cannot do that. We have to move to a position to where through the course of a fiscal year or the course of a contract, we are gaining officers, meaning we're increasing our manpower to get back to our appropriate staffing levels so we can adequately address the public safety needs of our community. But yes, it is a very, bold move, but I believe they, said it very loud and clear that it's the right move and they need to get those concerns and issues addressed, and we need to do that immediately. And move this process forward.
And let's talk about what you just said about attracting the best of the best in law enforcement. And don't get me wrong, we already have the best of the best in law enforcement. The problem is they're getting recruited by departments all over the state, all over the nation for that matter, and I don't blame them if they leave. I hate seeing them leave. But there's an old saying, there's more to life than money. I believe that LMPD should be the highest paid law enforcement in the state of Kentucky because, in my eyes, this market is the most dangerous market, thanks to Greg Fisher. But money's not everything. Is part of the reason, the erosion we have with Louisville Metro Police Department, is part of that erosion and the trouble that we have with recruitment, is that knowing that people will not have your back, that this administration will not have you back, and they will want to crucify you at the drop of a hat?
Most definitely. That's the feeling from the men and women on the department. And that level of trust or distrust now has eroded over time. There was a number of years back where there was a strong vote of no confidence in prior police chief Steve Conrad, yeah, who was Greg Fisher's chief for an extended portion of his term as our mayor. And so this problem's been ongoing for quite some time. Chief Shields is here now. She's still relatively new to our agency. And to build that level of trust internally will take some time, right? She's going to have to show the men and women of this department that she does support them and have their back. And this administration's got a lot of moves to be able to get to a position to where they can do that. And you're exactly right. It's a very two-pronged approach to recruiting and retaining your officers. You have to have the right pay and benefit structure, and you have to have that level of support and trust within your agency to be able to effectively do that. And We failed at both of those here with the LMPD.
Well, I will say this, and I'm speaking for me, not you or any of the officers, but for me, yesterday during that press conference, Chief Erica Shields, I turned a corner with her, and I bought in a little bit more with the chief, and I would love to have her as a guest on this show, as a matter of fact, because it appeared to me she was speaking from the heart, and she knows. She appeared that this chief is fed up, but that's just me. Another thing that she said when she first got here, I just mentioned that LMPD should be the highest paid law enforcement in the state. She referenced something along the lines of that when she came here as well. Did she not, or am I imagining that?
No, she definitely okay. did. And our membership heard that. And that's why when this contract was put forward for a vote, they heard those things. This contract didn't move to that goal, didn't put them in that position, and didn't really put them very close to that position. So that was part of the officers, you know, making the decision to not ratify this contract offer at this time. And you're right, she did say some things. She does seem to be fed up. Like I said, she's new here. She can build that trust within this department. She has that opportunity and ability to do that. She has said that. Chief Conrad was asked, you know, by the Metro Council before, how much more money do you need? And he said, we don't need any. So she's saying the right thing. She needs to convince her boss of that, right, the mayor.
Yep.
She needs to help make him understand that that's what she needs to have an effective and fully staffed police department so she can do the job that he brought her here to do.
Talking with Ryan Nichols, he is the River City FOP Lodge 614. He is the president about that. I want you to explain something to me, if you can, and I hope I don't catch you off guard on this question. But yesterday, the violence was quite possibly juvenile against juvenile with the school bus shooting. We do know that we have a gang problem, and we do know that gangs get them early. They get them preteens and teens. With that said, here's my question to you, and I don't want to catch you off guard, but is the juvenile justice system, is it almost non-existent? What happened? I know that something happened. Did they get rid of the juvenile detention center? And if so, what happens if a juvenile is brought up on charges?
Yes, sir. All of those things you said are completely accurate.
Wow.
We do have a youth violence problem. Like the chief said yesterday, we should have school resource officers in all the schools in this county and across the state so we can gain that intelligence in real time. Those officers are critically important to be in the schools. And yes, through some, you know, budget constrictions and decisions to cut certain things out of the budget versus other things. Yes, the JCYC juvenile youth detention facility here in Jefferson County was closed down. Now, if we have within LMPD arrest a juvenile and they're going to go into the detention facility, we transport them to a holding facility where they're taken to another place out of county. That work is done through work with the designated court workers that are addressing those juvenile issues. But many times those juveniles, depending on the charge, are released back to their parents. And sometimes that might be appropriate, but by and large, there's the juvenile justice system here within our community has been non-existent for far too long.
Wow.
And that's the judicial portion of that as well. It's not just lodging them in a facility.
Right.
It's the consequences that come with extreme actions through the court system, and that's just not been effective here in Jefferson County.
On what planet where anyone can, even a tenth of, I don't know how anyone can rationalize we need to get rid of a juvenile detention center, but I'm going to move forward because we're limited on time. Being the president of the FOP Lodge, you deal with a lot of these officers, and I would imagine the workload on, because I hear the workload. I would use the word almost 50% when we talk about understaffed for LMPD. In my opinion, when you work people so many hours, they get mentally fatigued, and that becomes dangerous if you're in law enforcement, to me. Can you speak on that? Is there a truth to that statement?
Oh, most definitely, sir. So we're approximately 300 officers short, and you say on a approximately 1,300-person authorized strength department, that's not 50%.
Okay.
But when you look at our shortages and how our structure is, when a promotional vacancy occurs at the rank of sergeant or lieutenant, there's a specific time limit that those positions are required to be filled. So they are filled. So our shortages aren't in command staff. All of our shortages are at the officer and detective level.
Wow.
So you're right. We should have probably at least 50% more officers out patrolling and being able to investigate cases. And so what that does produce is our patrol officers, for example, work 12-hour shifts, meaning they're on a portion of time for a couple of shifts, and then they should be off for a couple of shifts. And that downtime is a requirement for them to be able to decompress. They respond to every traumatic situation we have in our city, and we obviously have a lot, as yeah, we've discussed. So the repeated exposure to that trauma is felt by those patrol officers who are routinely making those runs. Our detectives are coming out to investigate those cases, and the downtime isn't there. There's forced overtime that's occurring. There's overtime that they volunteer to work because they don't want their brothers and sisters on the next shift to be that short. So for their mental health and wellness, we have to get to full staff. We need more officers on the street. We need to protect our officers so they can protect our community.
And if you think that this is just easy speak that we have right here talking about we need more detectives, just pay attention to what happened when we got so short staff for the LMPD officers, just with speeding. When we had to remove officers from traffic, the speeding. Now look at the carjackings and every one of these violent crimes, not every one, but I would say a big majority of them, they use a stolen vehicle that they've carjacked to commit the crime in. That way there's no trace to them. And we just saw this morning where the vehicle that was in the crime yesterday was found burned in St. Matthews. It's not just in downtown Louisville. It's spread to every single neighborhood, and something has to be done. Hey, Ryan Nichols, listen, thank you so much. Thank you to all of the men and women in blue. Keep doing what you're doing, and God bless you. Thanks for the time, okay?
You're very welcome, sir. We thank you. Keep doing what you do. We appreciate your efforts and support.
God bless you. Okay, there you go. Ryan Nichols, FOP Lodge 614. Before we go to break, I want to tell you about Tony's Brake and Alignment. That's where you need to go, baby. I'm telling you, for preventive maintenance on your car or just maintenance on your vehicle, they do it all. It's not just brakes and alignment. Anything you need on your car, when I say your car, any kind of vehicle. I've seen Miatas in there. I've seen dump trucks and semis in there. They have the best mechanics with the best diagnostic equipment. They are so confident in their their work. They don't give you just a warranty. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on every single job that they do. Put your mind at rest. Go with the best. And that's Tony's Brake and Alignment. Quick break. We're going to find out what our money's doing on News Radio 840 WHAS.